Welcome to Faith for Families with Joe McGee. Joe has invested the last 20 years training people from all walks of life in family, marriage, and parenting issues. His unique ability to connect and communicate with all ages, along with his sense of humor and Bible knowledge, create a wonderful laugh and learn experience. So listen today as hope is renewed through the knowledge of God's Word. And now, here's Joe.
Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to Faith for Families. We've got a great program today talking about single parenting. What we got today is 30 top tips for single parenting. Some things that you might want to think about, be with your single mom or single dad, some things that when all of a sudden it's just one, there are things really we never had to think about maybe when we were had two of us, and now that it was just one of us, it's like, okay, I never thought about that. I was never responsible for that. I always knew I had a backup plan. There was another person I could call if I locked my keys in the car, if I did something else, or somebody I could go to. So what we've got, we're going to cover just 30 tips for single parenting, just some practical things. So maybe you want to take a moment, go get you a pencil and a piece of paper. Key scripture today is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. It says this, that we're to pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Being thankful, not necessarily for where we are, but where we're going to go. Because God says our future. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you. I have no plans to harm you. I have plans to give you a future and a hope. God's got great things for our future. I don't care what's happened to us just recently, what somebody's tried to do to us, God's plan for us is still written down in a book in heaven. It is still intact. It is a great plan. Matter of fact, God says this, you call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you don't know about. Jeremiah 33:3. It's incredible God. Incredible God. Great plans. Tip number one. These are just practical, just like little one line of things. Number one, be thankful for everyday pleasures. Be thankful for everyday pleasures. Listen, if your standard of living is not where it used to be, maybe bills are piling up because of a single parent, we've lost some things, somebody took furniture, half the house, who knows what. I'm telling you, the only way you can stem the tide of that, if you join in with that, we've all been there where all of a sudden somebody threw the gears in reverse and things aren't going our direction, you've got to watch what you say. God still inhabits the praises of his people. And that's a good thing to do in advance, not after the fact. So it's the old adage, you know, mothers and grandmothers used to tell us, count your blessings one by one. You know, what is going right? What is going good? You know, if you're in a crisis situation, sometimes instead of looking at what's not working, it's good to take stock. Okay, what do we have? What is working? What have we got? Now, sometimes we've had to get facetious about it, just get downright silly. I remember we've gone through lean times. We were first married, and there was nothing but a big thing of peanut butter in the cabinet and a half a box of vanilla wafers. And I remember getting thankful. Lord, I am so thankful. I remember there's been times when there was plenty of food, and I was craving this. Now we have no food, and that's all we've got. So, hey, man, I've saved the best for last, Lord. I thank you that you supply all of our needs. You've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. I mean, we just got thankful. I'm telling you, it wasn't just a matter of 3 or 4 days. We had some other things open up for some jobs, some extra work, some extra income. We never got back down to that low point again. But it is good to stay thankful. So especially as a single parent, you can't wait till something makes you happy. It's like, we're going to have to get happy and thankful in advance. God, I thank you. You didn't do this to me, but you're going to deliver me. You have nothing but good plans. The devil's trying to kill, steal, and destroy, but you're trying to bring me life and life more abundant. And I'm thankful that that is what is my future, and I'm thanking for it in advance right now. Tip number two, got to avoid being a victim. Avoid being a victim. Three reasons why women are easy targets for random acts of violence, it says. You know, and I've got 5 daughters, so these are things I've taught them. I've got one daughter that's a widow. You know, her husband's passed away. And so, you know, one thing she used to do, very bold, you know, got a college degree. She's out by herself working, sometimes working late at night. I said, listen, we just need some common sense. We're trusting Jesus, but let's not be stupid. But three reasons for random acts of violence. Number one is lack of awareness. Always be aware of where you are. Parking lot where you park your car. You don't like to park near a light pole. Make sure you're looking around. Number two, besides that's body language, keep your head up, swing your arms, stand straight, act like you know where you're going, not like you just on some leisurely stroll. You know, if you're walking out to your car, you're walking in a parking lot, I've always told our daughters, walk like you've got some authority, like you know what you're doing. Act like you are somebody, not timidly. You know, walk with some authority when you're moving somewhere. And number three, wrong place, wrong time. You know, don't walk alone down an alley or drive in a bad neighborhood in a bad time of the day or at nighttime. Always watch where you park in the daytime if you know you're going to have to come back out at nighttime. There's some common sense things. You know, we travel a lot. I've always traveled as a businessman. When I was an engineer, I've always traveled as a minister. There's just some common sense things I just do rote now because I don't think about it, that I expect God to protect me, His holy angels around me, but I'm also using common sense when I travel, when I do things. And let's just make sure we're doing both sides, faith and works. They both go together. Next thing is this tip number three, safety tips. When getting into your car, you know, you're out there, you're by yourself. Think about some things. Always be aware of your surroundings. When you're heading toward your car, look in it, look around it, look behind it, look under it. I'm always looking who's walking beside me, who's walking behind me. You know, just be aware of your surroundings. Don't get your head in a cloud where you're thinking about problems and stuff and you're not aware of what's going on. Another thing is think about your gas. You know, is there gas in the car? One of the things I've always done, especially with so many daughters, like check your gas end every now and then. You know, check your oil gauge. Make sure you check your tires. Make sure your pressure's good. And just some, be aware. You know, it's just some safety tips to be aware, because now, especially as a single parent, maybe there's not somebody you can call immediately. You know, and it's just some simple, innocent thing. Well, I forgot to check that. I didn't know my spare tire was flat. Might want to keep it just a little checklist of times and things to check, because I know life's busy. And if you don't write it down, you won't do it. You won't remember it. Number four, get involved in school, especially as a single parent. It's critical. And I know time's loaded up, but you're going to have to, God, you're going to have to make time. You're going to have to give me grace. I need to be able to go to that parent-teacher meeting. It's only once a quarter. Maybe it's only once a year, but I want to get down there and get involved. School activities, school carnivals, you know, back to school night. I want to show up at those. Listen, even as a married parent, we are always tired, something going on. Got 100 things to do. This isn't one of them. Going to school events helps things. You do that, you get to meet other people. You meet the teacher face-to-face, even if it's one time. So if you do have a teacher conference, they think, well, this isn't some slackered parent. I know this parent. I met them. They love this kid. They're expecting good things out of them. So it's always good. Plus, you meet other kids. So when somebody mentions, well, who's that? Who are you sitting with? Who'd you play with today at recess? Or who are you on the ball team with? Well, so-and-so. Oh, yeah, I remember. I met their family at the parent-teacher meeting. Or I met them at the open house. Or I met them at the ball game I went to. So it always really helps. They eliminate a lot of problems down the road. It's like the old Fram oil filter, pay now, pay later. Tip number five, love 100 different ways. You know, sometimes, I know we make fun of it, a plate of chocolate chip cookies goes a long way. Just sitting and telling your kid you love them, make them hug your neck before they go to bed at night. Do the little things. It's not the big things you remember. It's the little things kids remember. That's what's special to people. Memories are not made from birthdays and anniversaries, they'll tell you. Memories are made up of the things you do on the days in between. Those are the things that make great memories and really help bond a family together. Number six, what we call the good night moon, the good night. You got to make bedtime some kind of special time. Everybody's going to go to bed. Everybody goes to sleep eventually, even if it's for 4 hours. Make that time some sort of unique time. Have some sort of ritual you do. For me, we've done a lot of things. You know, you sit down and read a bedtime story. You don't have to think it up. You don't have to be creative. Just read it right out of the book. Go to any public library, you can get them for free. Get you a library card. They got Bible story books. I've got one called Egermeyer's Bible Story Books. One page for one Bible story. It's always upbeat, always positive in modern English. And I said, I'm going to read a story. I don't care if they're tired, they're sleepy, they're happy, they're wound up. Going to read a story. Going to hug your neck. You know, going to do something special. Always make bedtime some sort of special deal. Always walk into the room. You know, you're going to bed, it will walk you up to your room. It doesn't take that long. 60 seconds, 2 minutes. It will pay his lifetime benefits from doing that, because there's an incredible bonding time when the last thing you think of if we go to sleep is that my mom or my dad loves me, they're for me, they said something good about me, they read to me, they hugged my neck, something. Because the devil's always trying to drive a wedge. Do something to stem that tide. Number seven, let children help when you're moving. And sometimes what happens when you become a single parent, there's usually a transition involved. Sometimes moving, downsizing, doing something. It's always good to feel you're in control. You let a kid help pack up their own room, their own toys, their own box. One of the things when there's transition is you feel out of control. My life's not the same. You know, we've had some changes, and it's always good. Being able to be in control of something really helps the self-worth, helps the feelings on the inside. Hey, we're moving, but I'm part of it. And so it really takes a lot of the edge off of it. Tip number eight, quality time. Quality time. The only way you can get quality time at home is got to control the television. Every American home's got at least one. Most have three. Used to, we had a den and we had a family room. You know, the den's where the TV was, then you had a family room. And then sometimes they become confused. You can never have good quality time as long as the TV's going. You've got to control the TV set. I've got TV sets in my home, but you've got to control. They cannot be on 24 hours a day. The average home, the TV set in the average home is on 7 hours and 42 minutes a day in America. That's why, how can you talk when the TV's going? That's not time. Have things that you do. Man, I used to take a square. I had some duct tape in the corner of the living room. I had toys, blocks, Legos, hammers, nails, glues, glitter, scissors, cutouts, old material. Listen, just kids love to talk when they're doing things. So, man, if you look, you want to do something good, just sit down. Look, I'm going to read a book. You play with the toys. Listen, I may not be reading. We may be talking. I'll sit down and color. Listen, let's color something together. Do something so we can talk. Teenagers are the same way. They love to talk. They love to talk about themselves. If you ask the right questions, they'll talk all day long. So create an area somewhere in your house that you get some quality time after dinner, maybe while you're doing the dishes together, something. Find some quality time together. Doesn't have to be, you know, an hour. You can just do, listen, you get your egg timer. Just do it in a few minutes. A few minutes will make a huge difference. Scrapbook. Scrapbook sounds like a kind of a sissy thing, but I'm going to tell you, in modern business seminars today, one of the hottest things going right now is what they call a life board. It's a modern version of a scrapbook for an adult who's in business. What they do, they say, you ought to section, get you a small cork board or make you one. You can get cork tiles at supply places, put them on the bedroom wall of your child. And section off in four areas, you know, 0 to 25, 25 to 50, 50, 75, 75 to 100, or do it in any different way you want to. And do the first section of your life. Okay, this is the first 25 years of my life, or this is the first 10 years of my life, or the first 12 years of my life. Find pictures, movie tickets, napkins where you went to somebody's wedding or birthday party. Stick mementos in there, because one of the things the devil's always hammering at you about, especially children, is your life doesn't mean anything. You don't mean anything. You've accomplished nothing. You're doing nothing. You're going nowhere. So one of the greatest things you can do is put a life board together for your kids, or do it in a scrapbook where you put memories in there. So when your mind starts to wander, think, what have I been doing in my life? You can open that thing up, or you can look at that board on the wall of all those photos. Hey, man, we've had a good time. That was one of my birthday parties. That was a great time. Or that's when Dad took me here. Mom did this with me. So even if you've gone through a family breakup, your life's not been devastated or destroyed. It's been hit, but it's not over. Because the devil's always trying to make you give up, that it's over, that nothing's working anymore. No, you want something. So create a scrapbook or a life board for your kids. So that's some sort of stability. Memories are incredible in a family. And it helps when times are down. You can always look, well, times haven't always been down. And that means times won't always be down. There are highs and lows of every life. And photos and scrapbooks help us remember that. So that's a great thing to do. Tip number 10, spirituality, not religion, is important. Spirituality, not really. Columbia University did a study that said kids who were truly spiritual had a personal relationship with God or were the least likely to get involved in drugs, alcohol, or abuse of any kind because they have goals. There's something that self-worth has gone up. And so what you need to do, listen, you need to go to a life-giving church, not just any kind of church. You need to go to a church that teaches the Word of God, that's full of life, that's got activities, things for your kids, for your youth. It's something that's got life to it. Not just show up and do some religious thing and leave. Listen, God came to bring us life and life more abundant. I'm telling you, spirituality is very important in a child's life. Do that, they need to have some sort of daily devotional. You either read to them or they can read themselves. Every Christian bookstore's got some, scripture cards, little devotional books, you know, for a month, a week, a quarter. They're almost $2, maybe sometimes not hardly expensive at all. And have your child do something where they're in the Word of God on a regular basis. I'm telling you something, God will watch over that. They'll do things they never would have done just by themselves. Number 11, raise a dreamer. Have your kids dream. Every kid needs to be a dreamer. Never make fun of your kids' dreams. Always trying to encourage them, try to inspire them, have them keep a journal, write things down, cut out pictures. If you want to be an astronaut, cut out a picture of a space shuttle. You know, you want to be an athlete, cut out a picture. You want to be a businessman, cut out a picture. You know, you want to own a nice car, cut out a picture. Do something. Help your child dream. Help them to use their imagination. Where they want to go, what they want to do, what they'd like to build. Get biographies. Man, they got great kids' biographies in the public library. And for anybody, modern people, people in history, of what they did and what they accomplished, from coming from humble beginnings or maybe had no parents, parents who were alcoholics. I mean, everybody's story's got something where they've overcome something. And that helps children realize you're not the only person that's ever been messed with or dumped on. You're some, hey, they went through hard times much harder than me. Look what they accomplished and what they did. Help your child live a big dream. Number 12, establish schedules and predictable routines. Boy, I'm telling you, you know something? God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You and I are made in God's image. One of the great things you can do is have as much routine as possible. Now, I know in the information age today, we are a very mobile society. Places to go, things to do, trying to get home, don't have time to eat at home or cook at home, eating on the run at some fast food place. But you need to ask God to help. God, give me some administrative grace to create as much routine in my home as possible. That brings so much stability to a child's life. Listen, most kids should not have to worry when they get up in the morning if there's something to eat, if they got clean clothes to wear, if there's gas in the car to take them to school. They should not have to worry about the staples of life. I shouldn't have to even think about these things. I ought to be thinking about other things. And that's really a parent's responsibility. So the more routine you have, especially when you've gone through a transition, or maybe you're going through a transition as a single parent, the more stability you can hang on to, the better. So try to do that as much as you can. Number 13, get involved in your child's activities. I've never been so shocked as a school administrator to see how many parents do not show up to their children's events. Athletic events, music events, football, baseball, basketball, cross country is hardly ever attended by any parent. Parents who drop their kids off and leave. Kids who show up at church on Wednesday night for youth, but the parents just drop them off or let them drive and they don't come themselves. You've got to be involved. For kids to talk to you, for you to have an avenue to speak into their life, you've got to be involved with them. And the more you are, the more open they are, the more truth there is, the more chances are they're going to make it in life. They're going to make it good. Number 14, keep the faith. Keep the faith. I've talked about it so many times in these sessions, but faith is critical to life. And I tell my children, you need faith. You need to brush your teeth. You need to tell the truth. Turn in your homework on time. You know, you need to make sure you bathe and all those stuff. And you need faith. And you need the things that get you faith. And the only place you can't pray for it. You can't buy it. You only get it by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So every now and then you need to feed on some good tapes, be reading some good books, make sure you're reading your Bible, hanging out with other Christians, going to church, worshiping God. You need faith. Without faith, you don't please God, you don't whip the devil. There's no victory. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. So don't think you're bigger than the world. The world will squash you like an ant. But faith, with faith, you can overcome all things that come up against you. With faith, all things are possible. Isn't that great? So you need to tell them that. Keep the faith. Number 15, praise builds self-esteem. You want your child to feel better about themselves? You're going to have to brag on them. Now, sometimes that's a challenge. You know, Romans 13, verse 1 through 8 says, everybody in the position of authority has two responsibilities. I am to confront and punish that which is evil, and I am to praise that which is good. Praise is not sort of natural. It's easy to find something to confront, condemn, or correct. Finding something to praise is a challenge. So be looking for it. Always be on the lookout. When a child does something they should do, picked up their clothes, cleaned up their room, did something, took their dishes back to the sink, you know, instead of leaving them on the table. Man, thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing that. It just speaks volumes to them that they're responsible and they're going somewhere. So that's a great one. Number 16, set goals for yourself as a single parent. You know, the best time to set goals is when the props have been just knocked out from under you. You need to make a dream sheet. What do I want to accomplish in my life? It looks like the devil's just stole from me, that I've just lost something. That's a great time to sit down and just launch out for the future again. Best defense is a good offense. You know, sometimes, like, let's just attack. Come on, God, we're going to dream big. Here's what I want to do in my life. I want to go back to school, get a degree. I want to get a different career. I want to see my children get a college degree. What do you want? When it looks like the devil's taking something, the Bible says in Hebrews, God says, I take no pleasure in those that draw back. I want you to press in. Now's the time. We're going to press in. So set goals for you. Sit down and get you a goal sheet. Number 17, choices made today affect your future. Best way to create a wonderful life is create a wonderful moment. Now, it's kind of having a present tense attitude. Now, if I want a great tomorrow, let's have a great moment right now. Let's watch our attitude right now. Let's think right now. Let's do something good right now. Let's not sit here and let the devil just sit on our head. So watch about the choices that you make. Number 18, small things make a difference. Most people think they can't do anything big. They won't do anything at all. And that's little things. Success is in the daily details, somebody once said. Success is in the daily details. It's the little things you do that matter, not the big things. People say, well, if I can't clean the whole house, I won't clean any of the house. If I can't do all the laundry, I won't do any of the laundry. If I can't pay all the bills, I won't pay any of the bills. If I can't mow all the yard, I won't mow any of the yard. And so the reason we get behind and buried is because we don't know how to do just a little bit of something every now and then. We want to wait till we can do it all. Then it was just something in us about that. I don't know what that is about sin nature. You got to watch that. You cannot get into that mindset. So watch about the small things do make a difference. Number 19, Number 19, do good to others. This is a great scripture on this. Do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. You want to feel better, go do something. I heard a psychiatrist say one time, the best way to help somebody else, or to help yourself, is go help somebody else. He said, if somebody came to my office, I'd drive them over here to the bad section of town and let them out. And I say, I'm going to leave you here for 8 hours. I'll pick you up at 5 o'clock this evening. Go help somebody. Go do something for someone else. Get your eyes off of yourself, because that's what the devil tries to get us to do. So do good unto others, especially as a single parent. Find some little something you can do. Smile at your neighbor when you go in. Say something good. Pick up a piece of trash on the front lawn, you know. Do something nice somewhere. Start somewhere. Number 20, make time for your child each evening. One lady said this that helped her. Said, I just didn't have time. I don't have time for myself. I don't have time to get enough sleep. Said, but my grandmother had given me an egg timer and said, I made myself. I said, you know, I've got to be wasting some time somewhere, God. So she had a 20-second egg timer. Said, I went and I sit down and said, my kid was kind of shocked. I sit down, turned the egg timer on, it's ticking, and I just started looking at it. She said, Mommy, what are you doing? I said, I want to sit down here for 20 minutes. I got a 20-minute egg timer. I want to sit for 20 minutes. I'm going to talk to you. 20 minutes. What do you want to do? You want to color? You want to do something? Well, said the kid got all excited and said, we had a great time. Said the thing dinged. I said, well, there it is. And we'll do it again. We'll do it tomorrow night. Yes, we'll do it again tomorrow night. And I started giving my kid 20 minutes of undivided attention, something I'd never done, something I thought I didn't have time to do. But boy, did it bear some great benefits. It was great. So make time for your child each evening. Number 21, schedule your time. The human race still has not learned this. As many seminars as there are, you know, day timers, day planners, Franklin planners, you name it. People, there's too much going on in our life to keep it in our head. The human brain will only take in so much information, then it starts kicking it out. It can just absorb so much information, it starts kicking it out. You've got to realize that I can't do everything. I can't remember everything. You've got to have a notebook, a calendar, a schedule, something. Schedule your time. Write it down. Schedule downtime. Listen, there's no saying work will fill up the time allotted to it. Work will fill up the time you give to it. If I give it an hour, I can get it done in an hour. If I give it 3 hours, I'll take 3 hours to do it. We can all get more done. Number 22, stay grateful. Stay grateful. That's what we started out with 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 and 18. And everything give thanks. Father, I don't know what's going on here, but I thank you you do, and you've got a way out. Father, I don't know how we're going to fix this situation, but I know you do because nothing's ever come upon me. There's not a way out of it, so I thank you. Stay grateful. There's people who live grateful lives and happy lives because they're always looking for the good thing in something. Everything for them seems to work out. And there's some people, you ever notice there's some people nothing seems to work out right? You ever been around those people? What do? They gripe. They gripe, they whine, they thumbs up, man, nothing ever works for me. I've never been lucky. I've never won this. I've never done that. Nobody ever looks at me. I've never had a friend. It's like, man, I'm telling you something, life and death in the power of the tongue. You've created your own roller coaster. The book of James says our tongue will set our own life on fire from hell itself. We don't want that to happen. Stay grateful. Number 23, spread some happiness. Feelings are contagious. Happy people make other people happy. You know, some of the most successful men I have ever met in America are either themselves or have people around them who are very positive, happy people. They don't tolerate a lot of negative people. They say the most common trait among the most successful men on Wall Street is they have a strong sense of humor. You know, the AMA says the average child laughs 400 times a day. The average adult only laughs 15 times a day. What happened? Well, you know, you wait till you become an adult. Life's not fun. You got to make it fun. You got to do that. People like being around positive, happy people. It's contagious. Number 24. Again, keep the faith. Set an example. Don't send your children to church. Take them to church. They're watching what we do. Number 25, become more present moment oriented. Sometimes our minds are racing so far to see what's next. We're worried about tomorrow. We don't make the most of right now. Don't miss the opportunities that are in front of us every moment. God, help me to be God conscious. Somebody says, you need to be God conscious that He's here and He's around you all the time. Angels around you all the time. Every moment be a blessing. Don't ruin a moment for somebody. Leave everything better than you find it. It's just a good attitude to have, you know. Set the faith. Number 25, or to be present moment oriented. 26, play for fun. One of the most important things you can ask your kid when they're involved is not, did you win? You need to ask, did you have fun? Did you enjoy it? Many people go through life, and they're going through so fast looking for a target, they don't enjoy the journey. You ever heard that statement? It's not the destination, it's a journey. Are you enjoying the process of living? Well, you need to. You need to play for fun sometimes. The heart of the family, love. Nothing like love. Kids need to hear it. You need to show it. You know, whatever that is for you, you need to live and you need to love and you need to show it and do it, because the Bible says love is the one thing that never fails. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. Love never fails. Always succeeds. Faith even works by love. You can have great faith, but, you know, if you don't have love, it won't work. It's a heart attitude. To keep your heart pure, you got to stay thankful. You stay thankful even when you don't feel like it. Lord, I thank you. A thankful heart is a loving heart. Faith moves in the middle of that. Tip number 28, after dinner bonding. You know, best thing you can do is not make it a chore. Okay, we've had dinner. Now, who's going to wash? Who's going to clean? And you know, it's almost like a tittle of the hunt, and you're on the deck of a ship, and you have to do certain things. Make it a family event. All right, let's all get up together. We're all going to clean the dishes. We're going to wash them. We're going to dry them. We're all going to put them up. And while you're doing that, you'll talk. Kids talk when they're doing things. Kids don't talk because you say sit down and talk. Kids love to talk when they're doing something. So make it an event. That way you get up to a clean kitchen in the morning. Everybody did something. They feel good about themselves. They know how to run the dishwasher now. They know how to clean stuff off a plate. They know not to let it sit until it gets hard and crusty. You need a chisel to get it off. Man, it's a great time. Great time bonding after you eat dinner together. Number 29, teach children integrity. If all you do is talk about it, not practice it, it's no good. Kids do what I do, not what I say. I've got six of them. Boy, if I've ever learned something, they're doing what I do, not what I say. Let's live a life of integrity. Let's do what we say we're going to do. Let's be where we say we're going to be. And then the last tip is this, be a part of the solution, not the problem. That's a conscious decision every day that I'm going to be a problem solver, not a problem maker. I'm going to be a peacemaker, not a peace taker. If I do that, my children will do that. I want to launch kids out of my house. They're going to leave things better than they find. These are just some good tips for your single parents, some things that you want to practice. Listen, it's good regardless of where you are, but especially if you're going through transition. Father, thank you for great grace and great wisdom upon every single parent out there that's listening. Thank you for meeting every need in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Faith for Families with Joe McGee. To contact us or to order resource materials, write to P.O. Box 691498, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74169. Our toll-free order number is 1-800-482-5862. You can also visit us on the web at joemcgeeministries.org. Join us next time for more Faith for Families.